Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Russo's New York Style Pizza. We have some exciting news. Every Thursday at 8 p.m., we have open mic night for comics. Come out and try your comedy and enjoy some amazing food. Now, one of the winners will get $50 cash from the owner. And the address is 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater between Belcher and Gulf to Bay Boulevard in the Public Shopping Center. We'll see you there at Russo's New York Style Pizza every Thursday. Come a little early and sign up if you'd like to try open mic night at 7:30 p.m. Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
And we are back, and we are live. I'm Dawn Reiss, and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Susan Capicato.
Yes, and we are here at TAM Talk Radio Network, and we are trying to let you know what's happening in town. And there is an amazing show coming up. It's called Stromboli. You are the director.
Yes, it's called Holy Stromboli, and it's in downtown Newport Richey at the historic Richey Suncoast Theater.
That's super cool. And tell me the dates of the play.
We open Friday, April 8th. At 8 p.m., we will also perform Saturday, April 9th at 8 p.m., and we have a Sunday matinee, April 10th at 2 p.m.
And how much are tickets?
Tickets are $25.
Okay, yeah. My engineer had to pop back here real quick. Yeah, usually you can talk into this and you hear an echo. You actually hear.
Oh.
There you go. I think that's right. There we hear. What's the secret, Bobby? He's an amazing
dial.
A dial.
He's the guru.
Just the little button there. That's all you need. And so what are the dates of the play again?
April 8th, 9th, and 10th.
That's right around the corner coming up next week.
Yes, we open next Friday.
Yes, yeah. And tell everybody, you know, how did you start out as a director?
Well, I was actually kind of thrown into it to the first edition of this show. Holy Stromboli is actually the sequel to the original show, which was called Holy Cannoli, of course.
I like Holy Cannoli.
Cannolis and Strombolis, and we do serve them at the concession stand at the theater. And I was...
That's funny.
Yeah. I actually first performed in Holy Cannoli in 2004.
Okay.
As an actress. At a dinner theater with Jimmy Ferraro.
Okay.
And then years later, I moved to West Virginia, and I got involved with a community theater up there, and they said, do you have any suggestions for any, you know, great shows we can do for next season? And I said, yeah, there's a really good comedy, Holy Cannoli. And they said, oh, okay, do you want to direct it? And I was like, what?
Whoa. Have you ever directed before?
No, I've always acted, and I thought, well, I have no idea how I would do that. And so they there was an in-house director there, an older retired gentleman, and he acted as my mentor. And he said, I'll assist you and, you know, show you the ropes. And so we put on a production of Holy Cannoli in Clarksburg, West Virginia.
Oh.
Right around the time of their big Italian Heritage Festival.
Okay.
It was a huge Italian Heritage it going on there in Clarksburg, which you wouldn't think in West Virginia, but
yeah,
there is.
I know,
a lot of Italians there. And the show was a hit. It was standing room only. We had to bring in chairs.
Wow.
And then they even asked us to do a special performance of the show during the festival.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that kind of got, you know, me having the taste of directing.
Right.
And I kind of liked telling people what to do rather than remembering my own lines.
That's amazing.
So ever since then, I've been directing. I've been doing very, very little acting since then. I've directed a few more murder mystery dinner theaters.
Never been to one of those. Have
those
you, Bobby?
Are fun. Those
oh,
are
yes.
fun.
Oh, yes.
Really? That'd be fun to do.
Audience sure. interactive and those are fun. I directed one of those. And then I made my way back to Richie Suncoast Theater again. And by this time, it was under new management. And
okay.
the new executive director there asked me to direct a one-woman show about Irma Bombeck.
Oh, wow.
The journalist from the 70s.
Yeah.
And it was a one-woman show. And I thought, she goes, oh, it'll be easy. It's just one actor. And I'm thinking, no, it's probably going to be harder because it's one person has to run the whole show by
right.
herself. And there's, you know, it can't come across like a lecture. It has to come across very natural.
Right.
And it was a challenge. And I was up for the challenge. And it turned out to be a really awesome, great show.
Wow. Now, are the actors paid or is this volunteer for them?
At community theater, no. The actors are not paid.
You know, a lot of film directors and producers would like to let people know that if you're a serious actress, that they want you, mm-hmm. you know, because you're doing plays.
Yeah. So that went off really well. And that was kind of like they were trying to get my feet wet there. When they saw that the Irma Bombeck show went really well, they invited me back the following season. And they said, do you have a good comedy you want to do? And I said, oh, yes, I do. So we did Holy Cannoli last year.
And it's coming up around the corner if you're looking for something fun to do. We have a caller, I guess, on the
yes.
line with you. And welcome. Hello. You're on the air, 106.1 FM.
Awesome. My name is Michelle Hakes, and I am in the show that Susan is directing.
Tell us about your part in the play.
I am Nicolette, who is this brass Italian mama. And,
right.
I got my original guidance from Susan in the first show, Holy Cannoli.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the part previously, so she could give me a lot of good tips and pointers. And I loved it so much, I'm back for Holy Stromboli.
Yeah, the sequel, part two.
Now, are your actors, do you have agents, or are you heavily into acting on the side as well for film and TV?
As a hobby.
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't quit our day jobs.
Gotcha. Well, you know, a lot of people ask me because we have a lot of producers, agents, and casting directors that watch this show, and we have some agreements with some agents as well to help you get agents for mm-hmm. TV and film.
Well, hey, bring them on if they're interested,
ooh.
I guess.
Because you're more of a serious actor. You know, you're just not, you know, people that I've known in the past are like, oh, I can act, no problem. I don't need any acting classes. That's no problem. Some are natural, but I've noticed from being in L.A., my list looks like a Santa list, you
yeah.
know, back in the days. And, you know, from Charles Conrad to so many, like, improv with Pauly Shore's sister and just so many things that you need on your resume that helps. And especially having plays on your resume gives you the extra boost. As you know, Bobby, you went for a stage production.
Stage management major, yep.
Yeah, and what did they tell you about, you know, plays and acting?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you have to, I mean, there's obviously community theater is a great way to get your feet wet and things like that. And, you know, and the volunteering aspect of it is also great. But it, you know, any bit of experience you can get, whether it's through festivals, theater, concerts, whatever, it all adds up.
Well, you know, if you ever need a production manager, Bobby, tell us exactly what you do, what you're looking for out there.
What am I looking for? So even though the degree is stage management, I have done actually recently a lot of more production management on the technical side. So, that's kind of what I've been dabbling in.
It's very needed.
Yeah,
you know, a
yeah.
lot of people, they give credit, you know, to the people on stage, but it's the people backstage that put the show on.
Exactly.
You know, it can't all, it's a team, really. You know, one can't be done without the other. The actors need you, and you need the actors, and we need the sound, and we need the lights, and it's all helping. Yeah.
That's so much fun. I haven't been to a play since the Francis Wilson Playhouse here, you know. Yeah. Last I knew, they had free tap dancing classes on Thursday.
That's awesome.
Take your tap shoes in. You need taps? You know, go to eBay or Amazon and order some, like I did during quarantine time.
That's awesome.
Well, my husband didn't know that my mother was a tap dancer back in the days, and I came out tapping, you know.
He looked at me like, when I was younger, my mom put me in tap dancing classes when I was little.
It was always fun. So now when I'm cleaning the house, I put music on.
There you go.
Tap around the house.
Yeah.
And twirl. I used to be a twirler. Mm-hmm. So I have two batons. And, but you can't twirl at 62.
Yeah.
Or 61.
Could be dangerous.
I'll be 62. Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm pretty, I still got it. You know, I used to have like 300 kids, you know, with my mom's dance school.
Oh, that's awesome.
But yeah, but you know, you go up my 55 and over, what is she doing out there?
Right.
Besides roller skating around. Anyways, let's go back to your guest on the air. So how long have you been acting?
I have been in community theater since I was 16.
Wow.
Yeah, I've lived in a few states, and just kind of, it's one way to jump in and get to know the community and, you know, get the ants out of my pants and get to sing and, you know, pretend to be funny and stuff like that.
How do you memorize lines, somebody's asking?
So my husband helps me quite a bit. We read through the script. Like, I usually do it a bunch at the beginning, and then once I feel like I have a semi-handle on the lines, he reads everybody else, and then just, you know, I come in with mine, and we just do it every day.
That's amazing. So you have to have a good memory to be an actor for plays, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The tip I always give my actors, and it was a tip that was given to me when I first started in community theater back in 1997, was to record all the scenes that you're in on a recorder. Just read everybody's lines, including your own. And just play it back and play it back and play it back. It's kind of like, you know, when you hear a song so many times, you start to know the words to the song.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Amazing.
And that always worked well for me.
Well, how long does it take for a production when you get your actors? And how did you find your actors, number one? That's the first question.
Well, we hold auditions at the theater. And in this case, though, because it was the sequel to Holy Cannoli, Holy Stromboli's Part 2, I put my word out to my original cast and said, hey, you know, do you guys want to reprise your roles?
Ah.
And all but two of them did.
Okay.
So,
and how many people showed up for the audition? About?
We usually get about maybe a half a dozen to a dozen people to turn out, depending on the show. Musicals usually drive out more people.
Right.
Plays usually get a smaller turnout, but the talent is out there.
Wow.
So the theater will put out a notice for auditions, and then we go from there. We do cold readings from the script. And,
Now, did you pick all the actors out yourself?
I did.
Okay.
I did.
So
yes.
The actor that's on the phone, give your social media so they can follow you and find out what you're doing.
We have a Facebook page.
Facebook is fine because we're live on Facebook right now.
Okay. Well, my name is Michelle Hakes, and I'm actually a teacher in my real life. And this is purely just a hobby. After Holy Stromboli, I'm going to be in a production at the same theater. They're doing a musical, Cinderella, and I'm the fairy godmother in that one.
So
she's going to play a mother again, but she's a fairy godmother this time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm back for more.
You said you're a teacher. What grade do you teach?
This year I'm teaching middle school.
Okay. Well, I have to say a prayer out there. Everybody that's driving, just don't stop. But just say a prayer. My daughter-in-law is going for another test for more money for her school. She's a teacher. You know, that next level of something.
Wow.
So we are just all going to pray in the name of Jesus that she passes with flying colors today. Everybody
Amen.
Out there, since there's two more gathered. That
Absolutely.
Is for you, Heather.
Yes.
Yeah, my son called me up and said, yeah, she's going for that next degree on something. And they have to take the school test and to get there to get paid more.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Good
so,
for her.
Yeah. So we're just, there we go. We claim that. That's really super cool. So what do you do during the summer when school's out?
I love to travel. I like to spend time with my husband. I love to read, catch up on all the life things that I've not neglected throughout the year.
Cool.
Maintenance, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Super cool. And give your social media as well.
You know, I'm kind of like her. I do this as a hobby. So, okay. You know, I don't really have an official page or anything.
Do
but
they have
you can,
one for the play?
We have, you can go to the Richie Suncoast Theater's Facebook page. And okay. If I'm doing something, I'll be on there. And in fact, our poster is on there with the description of the show and the dates and the times and the ticket prices and all that.
Oh,
so
wow.
Anytime we do anything, and then they usually put our bios up there and our headshots and stuff. So you can find us there.
Okay.
For us, yeah.
So when you get your crew together, the next question is, how long does it take to get them all under the same roof to get that production going? How many weeks of training?
It's really up to the director and the type of the show. For a straight comedy like this, it doesn't require as much time as maybe something, a broader production with a bigger cast, musicals and things like that. We have choreography and music and all that. So a straight play, I usually try to keep it to about 5 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
So we only rehearse about 3 nights a week. I try not to wear everybody out.
Okay.
Give them the weekends off, you know, provided they just study their lines. And so we're about 4 going into 5 weeks now, and we open next week, so it's about the right timing.
Oh, okay.
So we'll start building the set now. We're pulling all of our props together now, getting our costumes together. We're really right on target. And these guys, I have the best cast.
That's so cool.
They are so talented. Everyone is off book. The lines are just flowing. I mean, they're all really great, and including my two new actors that joined our cast for the sequel for Stromboli. They are wonderful. Everyone just picked right up on the personalities of all of their parts.
Wow. And I know we just cut a commercial for that. I know Bobby's working on that. We'll probably add some Italian music and play that at the end of the show here for the next Stand Up for News coming up. And your son is a comedian. He's on the next show.
Yes, he is.
Yay.
He's trying to do some stand-up.
I know. That's super cool.
He's really funny. He's always been funny.
Well, Russo's New York Style Pizza is in Clearwater. And just real quick, I have to give everybody this information because, you know, every Thursday night they have open mic night and you could win $50. It's at 2233 Gulf to Bay Boulevard in Clearwater, and they have some really exciting things. If you go to their website, you know, of course, USA's New York Style Pizza.
And it's Italian.
It's Italian. We're talking about Italian.
Of course.
They have amazing food, but also they have a catering menu. And I really want to promote this today for Norman, the owner, because a lot of people don't realize for film and TV and movie directors that are watching, they have an extensive menu for movies and catering. So if you need catering for a movie, they can help you with that, or a play or a wedding or an event. So make sure that you take this number down, watch it back again on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube, and just to have everybody know where this is all going. Here we go. I'm just looking for everything here. So yes, Russo's New York Style Pizza. Make sure that you get in touch with them on that order. So yeah, he's really good. And the servers over there are Devin and Lena, their family. So anyways,
great.
Yeah. So any other last thing? We have like 5 minutes. Any other?
Well, if I'm going to just kind of get maybe a summary of what it is that the cannolis and the strombolis are about.
I remember my friend, his name is Johnny Martino. He was in the movie The Godfather.
Yes.
And
he's
still in Ormond Beach, Johnny Martino. And he's in a couple Italian films coming up as well. But he's the last living one from that. He had the original script. But he was the one that said, don't take the gun, take the cannoli.
Oh, okay.
Him in there.
Well, Holy Cannoli and Holy Stromboli are both written by a very, very funny and talented author named John Smitherman. And he's written a few other shows too, but the cannoli and the stromboli, it starts out, it's about an Italian family, the D'Angelos, who go to visit their daughter in New York City in her apartment. And in the first show, they surprise her, and she has a male roommate, and she's afraid they're going to freak out, so she has him dress up as a woman. And then there's a lot of, you know, hijinks that happen.
You
with
have
that.
To come out and see it, because it sounds like amazing.
That's
and funny.
The first one. That one, all's well that ends well. So here we are in part two. Now John and Maria are married, and mom and dad show up again unannounced and announce they're getting divorced. And so now there's all this chaos going on. Again, more crazy neighbors and hijinks. And so it's the sequel to the first one. So it's John and Maria now trying to put her parents' marriage back together.
Gotcha. So, and those were dogs from the studio.
And those were dogs. Love
big
the dogs.
Yeah. Big watchdogs. But real quick, yes, I just got a text. 727-648-4304. Yeah, of course, they do deliver in the area. 727-648-4304. Russo's New York Style Pizza for catering. Talk to Norman, Devin, or Lena over there. But we want to thank your caller for calling in. It's been a pleasure to have you on the air today.
She's amazing.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, yes. And good luck with your career. If you need an agent, we've got them.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. So we have like 5 minutes. We can talk about anything else. I know that everybody's been bringing up on the radio of the Oscars. Did you watch the Oscars?
You know, I did not. I didn't even know they were on until it happened.
So there was a guy. There's a guy. He was talking about, he didn't know either that the Oscars were on. He's a very big political person. And he said they did it for ratings. So what is your thought list on that? Give us a call maybe in a second. 727-441-3000. They're really good actors. I mean, these guys are good.
They are. You know, I'm on the fence about it. I really am. It's like when I initially saw the replay of it, I thought, oh my gosh, and I totally believed it. But then watching it over and over again, and maybe power of suggestion, hearing everyone else's
It looked like opinions, a fake slap. Did you notice
that? It's starting
that?
To look more fake to me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what guy slaps another guy? Usually they punch him in the face.
Right.
So for it to be an open-handed, it almost seemed a little more scripted.
And for those of us theater people, we can tell because when they did the diagram on it showing
exactly
how all the steps were followed of in a proper stage slap.
Yes, yes, I noticed that as well.
Interesting, yes. Very interesting. Watch Jada get a movie deal out of this.
Yeah,
and then we'll know the truth.
There's always
right?
a hidden agenda somewhere.
And then, I guess Stand Up for News is next, and they're going to be talking about this with a bunch of comics from Russo's Pizza.
I'm sure there's going to be a lot to talk about with that.
They're going
to
be there for sure.
Are you ready for that one, Steve?
Yes, the comic is sitting here ready to come on. So stay tuned. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to have more miracle stories coming out, and I'm so excited because I was nominated for Best Talk Show Host for the International Christian Film Festival coming up.
That's wonderful.
Red carpet, and I tell everybody, if you're interested in acting, modeling, get in touch with me. You may be on the show, you may be discovered, and you know, I always tell people, get involved in film festivals, get on as a volunteer. You have no idea how many people you can meet. Like Sunscreen Film Festival's around the corner. The International Christian Film Festival is looking for volunteers right now, and they put you up if you're, you know, here in Orlando, because they don't want you to do the drive,
right.
But you do work, but you're meeting so many celebrities, producers, agents, casting directors to help your career as well.
And it's nice to know that they're Christian based too.
Which is amazing.
Yes.
We had Donnie Most from Happy Days. He's a really amazing swing.
Is he still around?
He's so good. He's got a swing band. If you can find one of his songs on YouTube, like Mac the Knife, Donnie Most.
Wasn't he Patsy?
No, he was Ralph Mouth. And
Ralph Mouth, that's right.
The redhead.
Yes,
he even
yes.
came down here and sat on our sailboat to do an interview. So if you put in Don Reese show, Donnie Most, it's on YouTube, and amazing actor. He's doing a lot of Hallmark films and everything right now, and helping people. Learning more about his music is phenomenal. I love swing band, and everything.
I love swing too.
We can end with that with one of
awesome.
Donnie Most's song. I think we got it. But
I have the interview.
Oh no no!
Okay,
we only
I'll
have one minute. I think it's Donnie Most swing band, or like he does Mac the Knife, like amazingly.
Oh, wow.
I want to thank you for coming all the way down here.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yes, and Stand Up for News is next. And thank you, TikTok watchers, and for everybody that has said hello. I'll be on more often. And thank you for the 13.5K already on TikTok.
Wow.
I know. I started a year and a half ago.
Yes.
It's been cool. Remember, give God all the glory in your life. Watch things
Amen.
Happen.
Yes.
And we'll see you soon with some amazing shows. Next week, we have one of the Threshers marketing to give away free tickets. Oh, for baseball. Who's a baseball fan? You've got to listen next week. All right, and that is Donnie Most. Let's play that, and we'll be back next week.
She loves low as old Maggie, babe. So there's never, never a trace of red. Let's bango now. Now to hear about Louis Miller. He disappeared, babe. After drawing out hard-earned cash, and now Mac he spends just like a sailor. Could it be